This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. While our live program is preempted by the Supreme Court nomination hearings of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, we're revisiting some of our favorite recent conversations. Here now is my talk with Sherman Dilla Thomas, a self-made historian of Chicago who's gotten really big on the social media platform TikTok.
For a certain type of person, Chicago is the nexus of the universe. Food, music, sports, culture, history, and among the city's best exports are odes to its very greatness, from Carl Sandburg's stormy, husky, brawling City of the Big Shoulders to Nelson Algren's City on the Make. Now, a new generation is using new media to celebrate the city in a garden. Among them is Sherman Dilla Thomas, better known to his 81,000 followers on TikTok as Chicago's neighborhood historian.
Yo, what's up? It's your favorite neighborhood historian, Dilla. I thought today was a good day to remind you why Chicago is the greatest city on earth. First up, the homie Dick Biondi. A longtime staple on Chicago radio, you can thank Dick Biondi for being the first DJ in America to play the Beatles. And we all know the history of Beatles mania. Next up is the classic Murphy's Bed. And no, Chicago didn't invent the Murphy's Bed, but Chicagoan Sarah E. Good did invent the folding cabinet bed, which is the precursor of the Murphy's Bed. And since we're on the subject of inventions that make our lives easier, I thought I'd let you know that it was another dope Chicago woman that invented the dishwasher. Chicagoan Josephine Cochran premiered her invention at the 1893 Columbian World's Exposition. And even though I was the dishwasher in my house, it's still a pretty dope invention. If you're traveling across the country, you can tell someone what time to pick you up and they'll be on time because Chicago set the nation's time zones. Greatest city on earth.
Greatest city on earth indeed. All right, to talk more about his TikTok history lessons, Dilla is with us now. Thanks for being here.
I'm really honored. Thank you for having me.
So what got you into the history of Chicago?
My father primarily. I'm coming to learn that I've always been history-minded, so to speak, but in particular, just studying the history of Chicago so intently that comes from my father. He was a Chicago police officer for 32 years. He had a couple of very historic details. He was a member of Harold Washington's bodyguard detail, Eugene Sawyer's. And when people like Carol Moseley Braun or Bobby Rush were in town, he was always a part of those details. And so when you're around people making history, they're aware of it and they talk about others who made history and curious about the names they would say, right? I was too young to know who William Dawson was, but they certainly talked about him, or Oscar DePreece. And so, you know, when I left my father, I would research some of the names that I would hear them say, so that the next time I was with those folks or, you know, just with my father, I can impress him and jump in the conversation. So a lot of study like that is gotten me into Chicago history.
That's so interesting. He was on Harold Washington's security detail. Do you know, was he selected because he was Black? I mean, it was such a divisive, you know, a lot of the ethnic white politicians in the city really kind of went to war with Washington.
Oh, yes, they did. That's for sure. So he was selected because he was a member of the African-American Police League. And so Harold Washington himself went to a gentleman by the name of Howard Sappho. He said, I want you to pick my detail, but I want them all to be members of the league. And just very briefly, the African-American Police League sued the city of Chicago over the entrance exam for both police and firefighters due to being culturally biased, and they won a consent decree. And so if you see like a Black sergeant or right now we just celebrated the first African-American fire commissioner, that's because of that organization.
Fascinating. All right. So you're into history already. What about TikTok? How'd you get into TikTok as the media?
Well, see, that's a whole nother story, right? Like I got seven kids and they're not the littlest ones, but most of them are on TikTok. My eight-year-old came to me and she wanted to get on TikTok. I thought that was like a little young for a social media app, but I didn't really know what it was. So I didn't want to give her an immediate no. I just said, hey, create a profile for me and we'll do it together. And so I came to find out real quickly that the daughters want their dads to do like these choreographed dances with them. I tried a few, just, you know, trying to be cool dad, and they were terrible. My friends would send them back to me, teasing me all day. And so I was like, hey, babe, but more to the point, she was kind of disappointed that it was garnering the views that she thought they deserved. And so I said, hey, baby, like, if you let me tell you why 312 is our area code, or if you let me, you know, teach you how to describe the war between who the actual deep dish founder is, we'll get a million views. And she was like, man, that's nerd stuff. And don't nobody care about that. And so just like trying to coach her along, I started doing them. And people seemed to like them, so I kept doing them.
That's a great story. Is she proud of you now? You got 80,000 followers?
She thinks she's my agent. It's so funny, you know, like if somebody wants to take a picture of me, she demands that they take a picture of her too, because she discovered me, as she says.
Oh, that's great. Now, I wanted to do something a little different than we usually do on the show today and borrow something from the podcast host, Tyler Cowen. He does a segment called Underrated or Overrated. I'm just going to throw a couple of names or topics and ideas out there, and I want to know if you think they're underrated or overrated. So if you're cool with that, I'm going to start with Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable.
Oh, he's madly underrated.
Why is that?
His father was a French pirate, and he went and rescued his son from Haiti, and they crash landed in New Orleans. And by the time Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable was in his 20s, he could speak French, Spanish, English, Haitian patois, and several Native American dialects. And this was like the 1770s. And I bet nobody that heard me just say that has ever heard that before.
Absolutely. All right. Underrated or overrated, William G. Edens.
You know what? He's underrated too, only because he has an expressway, but he never owned a car.
And can you just remind our listeners who he was?
Oh, so he was a very early safe road pioneer here in Chicago. Just believed in, you know, we formerly had like plank roads, and they lay it down once, they'd be like the most dangerous things ever. And then when we went to what they then called horseless carriages, it was even worse. So William Edens was a early pioneer in safe roads, and he's the guy that the Edens Expressway is named for.
All right. We're speaking with Sherman Dilla Thomas, known as Chicago's neighborhood historian. He's big on TikTok, and we're doing a sort of a lightning round, underrated or overrated. Earl Dickerson, you mentioned his name a few minutes ago.
Man, that's probably, in my opinion, the most underrated Chicagoan of the 20th century for sure. The very important dude. He was the lawyer for Lorraine Hansberry's father. We've all famously seen or read A Raisin in the Sun. And the reason that racial covenants end in this country is because of the precedent he set in 1940 with the Supreme Court.
Also founded the Beta chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi at the U of I, I understand.
Yes, he did. Very cool man. He's also the only Black founder of the American Legion.
All right, another underrated, overrated, 773.
Ah, it's overrated.
Why? Overrated. Why?
Especially now, like kids today really, really like get 773 tatted on them and all that. And I remember when we were all pissed off that we were going to get 773. At first, we had to do with area codes. Okay, fine, we'll take it. You know, well, the separation between the suburbs and the city, at least. But then only downtown got to keep the 312 area code. And that's our original area code. And 312 matters because it was put in position when we were the second largest population in the country. So that's important. So 773 is just something they pulled out of the air. It doesn't have any kind of meaning at all. 312 has like meaning and purpose. It's a reason why it's set that way.
Yeah. I grew up in Riverdale in the South Suburbs. I can remember when we had 312 when I was a kid. That changed a long time ago. All right. Underrated or overrated? No ketchup on hot dogs.
I'm going to say underrated because you ain't going to make any Chicagoans mad at me.
All right. Underrated or overrated? The Chicago Cubs.
Ooh, they just added me on Twitter and now they're following me. So I just want to say... Hey, Chicago Cubs, you guys are awesome. I'm not going to say that. They're overrated.
Thank you.
They are overrated.
That is the correct answer. All right. Last one, a little more serious. Zero tolerance discipline policies in schools. Underrated or overrated?
My goodness. It is, it's grossly overrated. It doesn't leave room for change. It doesn't leave room for... I fancy myself a pretty smart dude. I did as a kid, right? I was just always interested in learning. And it didn't leave room for even people like me. Like, you'd have a kid who never had any kind of trouble, criminal or other, but you, if he happens to get into a fight or something, he falls on the other side of your rule, you know, he's kicked out of school. And I'm fortunate enough to where I was the only dude on my block that had a two-parent household. People had granddads in that household. I was literally the only father in the house. And so I was able to come up out of that, the zero tolerance policy affecting me. But a lot of my friends end up in jail and worse because of it. So it was like one of the worst things we could have done.
All right. So you also, in addition to TikTok and these TV projects that's coming up on the CW for people who are in Northern Illinois, Channel 26 this weekend, Black History Verified. That's on February 12th. I understand you're working on something with Netflix, too. What can you say about that?
So they tell me I got to, like, say it better than that, because boy, have I been getting in trouble. So I am working with the and this is just like to educate everybody, right? So sometimes Netflix will say, like, hey, we want to make this thing, and it's an original thought from the people upstairs in Netflix. But 85% of the stuff you see on their platform is done by a production company, Sugar 23 Production, Time Production, something like that. And so I wrote a treatment for the production company that did the Chicago Party On with Chris Witowski and Richie. Mm-hmm. And they pitched the show as being the production company. And then I'm writing the pilot now. So that's the whole better way to say it. What's going on. And it's totally awesome. I just submitted like the first act. I'm learning like that's how you do it too. You submit pages, they edit it, you send it back just so it flows. And either they're like gassing me up to keep me going, or we're getting ready to win an Emmy, but everybody seems to love this thing.
What can you say what it's about?
It's a period piece about a Chicago politician. Something occurs in Chicago's history. I mean, that's like loose, and I'm sorry. We're following a Chicago politician through a scandal.
All right, you got to keep it close to the chest, I guess. All right.
Yeah, I got to wait for them to like write the check. You know, if I like say it too soon, somebody will beat me.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I hope we can have you back when you are big on Netflix someday in the future, or maybe after your Emmy. Last thing I want to ask you about, you do bus tours, I understand. How can people do that? What would they learn on one of your bus tours?
I'm so proud and honored that you asked that, and I want to thank you for including that. You can book my tours at chicagomahogany.com, all one word, chicagomahogany.com. And you're going to learn about stuff that you walk past all the time, and you may not pay any attention to it. It's Black History Month. And the building that they started, Negro History Week, like as a concept, is still standing. It's on 37th and Wabash. I'm going to show you that. But also, if you take a Bridgeport tour, those are the people who hand dug and reversed, you know, the Chicago Canal and they reversed Chicago River. They hand dug a lot of the Chicago Canal. They're also the people that worked in McCormick Reaper's works. And so I show you some of what's still standing of the old Bridgeport factories. If we go to Roseland, they have some of the most amazing churches in the country. And the brickwork that our Polish Chicagoans did is outstanding. So I point out those things. I try to like make cultural ties. I try to explain why the neighborhood has the borders that it does. I'm very truthful, right? We talk about redlining. We talk about racial covenants. We talk about the African Americans who were killed during the race riot in front of their job at the Stockyard. But I also talk about like, it don't matter your race, you went to see a concert at the Chicago International Amphitheater back in the day, or, you know, if you're going to open a pack of ribs to barbecue on 4th of July, meat packing as a concept comes from here. And so I teach those things too. And hopefully when you get off my bus, you have a better perspective.
All right. Well, Sherman Dilla Thomas is your favorite Chicago neighborhood historian. Thanks so much for making time to be with us today, Dilla. We appreciate it.
A truly honor. Thank you.
And that's it for us today. We are expected to be preempted live again tomorrow by the Supreme Court confirmation hearings of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, but we do plan to be back with a live program on Thursday. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey, Aiden Choate, and Erica Scalise, who's also our engagement producer. Our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.